Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 947, The Three Unknowns That Dominate Your Retirement Calculation, by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. And I'm your host and narrator of the show. My name is Dan, and welcome to our very first Sunday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, as we've added weekends into the mix here. Thank you so much for listening every single day, not just Monday through Friday. And I will keep this Sunday intro nice and short for you, so let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Three Unknowns That Dominate Your Retirement Calculation, by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com. Retirement calculators are supposed to make retirement-related decisions easier, showing you how much you need to save or how much you might be able to spend once you reach your retirement goal. But as soon as you open up one of these calculators, you are plunged into a confusing world of interrelated and surprisingly arcane mathematical variables. One of the most common problems people have is simply knowing what data to enter. And there are three unknowns that dwarf all the others. These are absolutely essential for performing any retirement calculation, and yet nobody else can really tell you what they should be. You can pay an expert to make some educated guesses, but what you're really buying is his or her personal views about the environment, politics, and your health. That's right, when you really dig into these supposedly mathematical values, you'll find yourself facing some unexpectedly subjective judgment calls on some surprisingly emotional topics. Here's what I mean by that. The growth rate. We've all heard that the long-term historical return from the stock market is in the neighborhood of 10%. Yet in recent years, we've seen a steady stream of news and views questioning whether we'll ever get those returns again. What underlies the growth of stocks? Simply this, the growth in the economy. And how has the economy been doing over the long term? In the 1950s and 60s, real growth in gross domestic product, GDP, averaged about 4% annually. In the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, it averaged about 3%. And since 2000, the average growth in GDP has dropped under 2%. So what's causing that decline in growth? Well, for starters, what exactly is growth? The dictionary defines it as, quote, an increase, extension, or expansion, end quote. And that requires consumption. So if growth is limited, it's probably because we're running out of something. What could we be running out of? Fuel, land, other natural resources? Your answer and your beliefs about how long we can sustain our current consumption patterns probably will determine what values you use for growth in your investment portfolio. The inflation rate. Since the 1970s, when it averaged slightly over 7%, to today, when it's lurking below 2%, the officially stated inflation rate has been in a long-term decline, though we've seen some volatility and spikes along the way. What does inflation mean to a near retiree? Technically, inflation is defined as the percentage rate of increase in the prices of goods and services, or the decrease in the value of the dollar, in the economy. At the simplest mathematical level, inflation is simply subtracted from your investment return, so it is a headwind to the growth of your portfolio and its ability to support you. But if we want to access its possible threat in the future, we need a deeper understanding of inflation. What is it really? In fact, inflation is simply a backdoor tax on those with wealth, a mechanism for the government to spend money it doesn't have by by taking some from those with savings and giving it to those without. Whether or not you approve of that policy is a political matter, but the mechanism itself is pure economics. So what might inflation do in the future? Nobody knows. But your answer to that question is probably dictated by your views on whether there will be more or less government going forward, and the impact on you personally will depend on where you sit on the wealth scale compared to your neighbors. If you're better off, you'll probably lose from increases in inflation, and if you're less well off, you're likely to gain. Your lifespan. The final unknown factor that dominates your retirement calculation is simply the length of your life. We'll all know the date when our retirement starts, and we all know we must leave this world at some point, but none of us knows exactly when. Since the 1950s, average life expectancy at birth in the United States has risen from approximately 65 to about 80 years. Yet this is one area where we all intuitively understand that statistics have little bearing on our personal experience. Genetics, accidents, lifestyle, healthcare, or lack thereof are just some of the personal factors that mean our life expectancy could deviate substantially from the average. How long will you live? Nobody knows. The question is clearly impossible to answer most of the time, and yet virtually every retirement calculator demands to know how long your retirement will last. To be on the safe side, most of us will plan to live into our 90s or 100s, but a more realistic approach to this question could be to ask, how long might you be solely dependent on previously saved assets without the capacity or desire to generate income or reduce your lifestyle? And for that estimation, family history may be your best or only guide. So when we analyze the retirement equation and when we attempt to compute it using most any of the available retirement calculators, we will run up against those three unknown factors: growth, inflation, and lifetime. Over the course of little more than a decade or two, modest and entirely plausible changes in any one of these factors could either magnify your retirement portfolio several-fold or lay it to waste. So do these unknown factors call into question the validity of retirement planning? No. Planning is always useful. It tells you the path you are on in case you want to change it. But these three unknowns do call into question the actual results of any retirement calculation: growth rate, inflation rate, lifespan. How do you know what they will be for you? You don't. Then how do you calibrate them for yourself within the range of historical and statistical possibilities? Well, I won't get into numbers right here, but I will tell you where they ultimately come from. Growth rate comes from your views on the world economy and the physical environment it operates within. Inflation rate comes from your views on the direction of the political environment, and lifespan comes from your understanding of your own personal environment. You just listened to the post titled "The Three Unknowns That Dominate Your Retirement Calculation" by Darrow Kirkpatrick of CanIRetireYet.com.
For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage, Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for your support and for listening each and every day. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.